Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we are going to be tackling a wellness category that has just exploded in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about lymphatic drainage drops. You see them everywhere. These little liquid herbal formulas that promise to help you feel lighter, less sluggish.
Yeah, and you can really understand the appeal. I mean, it's driven by a feeling that I think almost everyone has experienced.
What's that feeling exactly?
It's that, you know, that general sense of physical heaviness,
mm-hmm.
a little bit of puffiness maybe in your face or your hands, or just feeling slow.
Sluggish,
yeah. It really seems to hit after you've been sitting for a long time, like on a plane or maybe after a lot of stress or, you know, a weekend of salty foods.
Right. So our mission for this deep dive is to really connect that feeling to the function. We want to peel back the marketing, understand what the lymphatic system is actually doing, and then give you the tools to figure out what makes a good formula in this, well, very crowded market.
Yeah, to cut through the noise.
Exactly. So let's jump right in. This hidden system, what is the lymphatic system and why would it even need drainage support to begin with?
Well, it's fascinating because it's not like your circulatory system, which has the heart, you know, this big central pump.
Okay.
The lymphatic system is passive. It's probably best to think of it as the body's essential slow-moving drainage network. Its job is just fundamental.
And what does that job entail?
So it's doing three really critical things. First, it's managing fluid. It collects all this excess fluid that leaks out of your blood vessels into your tissues and then returns it to your bloodstream.
So it's like a cleanup crew for fluid.
Exactly.
Right.
And second, it's a filtration plant. It's grabbing cellular waste and moving it to your lymph nodes to be, you know, neutralized and filtered out. And third, it's absolutely vital for your immune response. It's where a lot of your immune cells live.
So if the circulatory system is the high-speed highway, the lymphatic system is more like the local roads and the maintenance tunnels.
That's a perfect analogy. And because it doesn't have that pump, it relies entirely on external pressure to move.
What kind of pressure?
Muscle contraction when you move.
Yeah.
Deep breathing, which uses your diaphragm like a pump. Even just gravity.
So if we're not moving, if we're stressed or dehydrated, that's when things get sluggish.
Precisely. The flu just slows down. And that heavy or stuck feeling we talked about, that's often a sign that the system is just struggling to keep up. And that right there is why people start looking for a gentle, you know, supplemental nudge.
Yeah.
Okay, that gives the perfect foundation. So let's pivot to that nudge.
Yeah.
The lymphatic drainage drops, what are they exactly? I know they're herbal extracts, but why the liquid format? Why not a pill? The liquid format or tincture is really a strategic choice. For one, it's just convenient. You can count the drops, adjust your dose really easily.
Instead of swallowing a big capsule.
Right. But from a biological standpoint, liquids also tend to have a higher bioavailability. The active compounds are already extracted, so your body doesn't have to work to break down plant fiber or a capsule.
So it's ready to go. You just add it to water and it gets absorbed faster.
That's the idea. And it's really appealing when you're looking for support with fluid balance.
That makes sense. Okay, but let's get into the real heart of it, the ingredients. Because you see so many formulas out there with just a random list of herbs. What are the key functional herbs we should be looking for in a high quality lymphatic formula? And what do they do?
This is really where the traditional herbal wisdom comes in. The best formulas rely on what are known as traditional lymphatic herbs that are known to encourage fluid movement or support lymph node function.
Okay, like what I see mullein and echinacea a lot.
Right, those are two big ones. Mullein is traditionally used for the respiratory system. It's thought to help with mucus and congestion, which is, you know, all related to overall fluid balance.
So it helps clear things out.
Mm-hmm. And then echinacea is there primarily for its immune modulating properties. It's there to support the actual immune cells that are housed in the lymph nodes.
Okay, so mullein for congestion, echinacea for the immune infrastructure. Okay. What about something like cleavers? I see that name everywhere.
Cleavers is maybe the most classic lymphatic tonic there is. It's known as a gentle diuretic, so it helps your kidneys eliminate fluid. But herbalists also see it as having a real affinity for the lymph system itself, believing it helps improve that flow and drainage, especially around the neck and upper body.
And then there's burdock root. That one always comes up in the context of purification.
Yeah, burdock has a long history as a so-called blood purifier. In modern terms, that really means it supports the organs of elimination, like your liver and kidneys.
So it's working on a deeper level.
It is. It helps the liver process waste before it even gets to the lymph system. And it also has some of those mild diuretic effects like cleavers. It's more of a systemic supporter herb.
Got it. And what about something like ginger? I see that in the mix sometimes. Is that for flavor?
Not just for flavor, no. Ginger is there for its warming and circulatory action. Remember, the lymphatic system needs movement. So anything that kind of boosts circulation and gets things moving can help stimulate that passive flow. Ginger is a mild circulatory stimulant.
So putting it all together, you have this synergistic formula. Mullein for congestion, cleavers for flow, burdock for metabolic support, and ginger for circulation. That paints a much clearer picture.
Exactly. It's a purposeful blend.
So now that we understand the what, let's talk about the why. What are the main goals people have when they reach for these drops?
When you look at why people use them, about five key areas really stand out. First, the most obvious one is just managing fluid balance, reducing that feeling of water retention.
Right, the puffiness, which leads to the second one, achieving a real sense of lightness. Third is supporting general detox processes. Fourth, people use it for routine immune system wellness, especially with ingredients like echinacea, like during seasonal changes.
Mm-hmm. And the fifth is just promoting daily circulation and lymph flow, which is a big one for people who have desk jobs and aren't moving a lot during the day.
Okay, that list makes a lot of sense, but I want to push on one of those terms. You said general detox support. That word detox is so loaded. What does that actually mean in this context?
That is such an important distinction to make.
Yeah.
In this context, detox should be understood as supporting the body's own amazing detoxification systems.
So the liver, the kidneys, and the lymphatic system itself. You're not forcing some unnatural flush. We have to be really clear. These are not medical treatments. They're wellness tools, so they're helpers, not miracle workers.
Absolutely. They provide compounds that are traditionally known to support those elimination pathways, but they're designed to work with your body, not override it. It's a gentle support.
Okay, that clarity is crucial. Now, the market is just flooded with tinctures. How does someone tell the difference between a high-quality formula and just, you know, a cheap blend? We have to go deeper than just it's organic.
We absolutely do. Organic is just the baseline. It's the price of entry, really, because you don't want to concentrate pesticides in an extract.
Right. So what's next on the checklist?
Next, and this is critical, is looking for purposeful formulation. You want to see those key lymphatic herbs we talked about in effective ratios, not just a tiny sprinkle of a trendy ingredient to get it on the label.
No kitchen sink approach.
None. And third, and this is a really key point for liquid supplements, you need to look at the extraction solvent, the base.
What do you mean by that?
Well, many premium formulas use an alcohol base, like ethanol, because it's really, really good at pulling out a wide range of the plant's active compounds. Others might use something like vegetable glycerin for people who are sensitive to alcohol. The label should be clear about this.
So the process itself matters just as much as the ingredients.
It really does.
Yeah.
And finally, you want a clean final product. Minimal additives. No synthetic flavors, no artificial preservatives. Look for transparency. Some brands will even list the herb to solvent ratio, something like 1:5 or 1:2.
And a lower second number is more concentrated.
Correct. Hmm. It just shows they're being transparent about their process.
Yeah.
If a label is vague or the dosing instructions feel arbitrary, those are red flags. That's the kind of practical checklist we need. Okay, let's get into the final piece. Integration. Someone finds a high quality formula. What's the best way to use it? And more importantly, how do you make it actually work? The practical use is pretty simple. Most people take them once or twice a day, usually diluted in the big glass of water. Morning is often a good time, just to kind of support your body's natural rhythm as you start moving.
And we already established that the system is passive. It needs movement. So if you're just taking the drops and then sitting on the couch all day, you're kind of missing the point.
You're completely missing the point. This is so important for setting expectations. The drops are not a standalone fix. They are an amplifier.
An amplifier for what?
For the wellness habits that physically stimulate your lymph flow. So number one is obviously staying hydrated. Number two is gentle movement, walking, stretching, yoga.
The basics.
The absolute basics. But there are two other actions that are incredibly complementary. One is dry brushing. That gentle sweeping motion on the skin directly stimulates the superficial lymph vessels right underneath.
I've heard of that. What's the other one?
The other is deep diaphragmatic breathing. This is probably the most powerful and most overlooked tool we have.
How does breathing help?
Your diaphragm, the big muscle under your lungs, acts as a major pump for the large lymph vessels in your chest. When you take a deep belly breath, you're literally creating the pressure that moves that fluid up toward your neck, where it re-enters the bloodstream.
Wow. So the herbs are supporting the quality of the fluid, but the movement and the breathing are what's actually driving the flow.
You've got it. That's the synergistic relationship.
So finally then, let's manage those expectations. What should someone realistically expect to feel, and on what kind of timeline?
This is not an overnight magic pill, because these are gentle, supportive, systemic tools. The effects are cumulative. People who report feeling lighter, less puffy, more balanced, they usually get there after consistent daily use for several weeks, not just a couple of days.
So patience is key.
Patience is key. The goal is subtle, ongoing improvement in your body's function, not some dramatic instant transformation. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive. I think the key takeaway here is pretty clear. These drops are a complementary tool. They're an add-on, an intelligent one, but they support the real fundamentals: hydration, movement, and mindful habits like deep breathing.
Yes.
If you're already committed to those foundational things, then a clean, high-quality lymphatic formula can definitely provide a noticeable boost. But I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over.
Okay. Since we know the lymphatic system benefits so much from these very intentional physical actions, things you have to actively do, like dry brushing and deep breathing, ask yourself this. Are these herbal supports primarily just amplifying the effectiveness of the mindful habits you're already practicing rather than acting as some independent agent? And if so, what does that shift in perspective from looking for a fix to supporting a process? What does that mean for how you approach your daily self-care?